Local Flash, this is Stephanie. How can I help?
Yes, I'd like to speak to a representative.
Sure, definitely. Can you provide me with your first and last name for me to pull up the account?
Yes. Are you there? I'd
yes,
like to speak to a representative.
Right, definitely, yes.
Okay.
Can you provide me with your first and last name for me to pull up your account?
Sure. It's Steve Young, okay? And I'm with Grip Stone Company.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Steve.
All right.
This
I've
is
been
Stephanie.
Talking to a Stephanie.
Right.
I
this
don't
is
know
Stephanie.
If or not.
You got Stephanie on the line. This is Stephanie.
Okay. What's
all
that?
Right. And how can I help you today, Steve?
Oh, is this Stephanie?
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Hey,
hi.
I sent a bunch of pictures over last night. When I got online, all it appeared up was stucco. So I sent pictures for swimming pool, concrete pumping, shotcrete work, and but I need those attached to the keywords. I need you to move those over to the keywords.
And just to confirm, you sent those photos to the through email, right?
Yeah, I sent them last night. I sent, like, a lot of pictures.
All right, that will be wonderful. Let's see.
Now, I looked online under, pool plastering and stucco contractors, and nothing popped up under Gripstone. I went to Google and was looking up the keywords, you know?
Uh-huh.
And there's nothing showing up under Gripstone.
All right. So we just added Cincinnati, Ohio yesterday as one of the service areas. By the way, so we are still optimizing your listings with Cincinnati,
okay.
Ohio. All right. But
all right.
Technically, as we have been optimizing your listing, most especially for Florence, Kentucky, if you look up for stucco contractor, it's definitely going to show Gripstone. But rest assured, though, it is, yes. It's already showing Gripstone when I look up stucco contractor in Florence, Kentucky.
What about swimming pool plastering?
Pool plastering, let me look it up really quick here.
That's the one I need up there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for pool plastering, it does not show, it does not show Gripstone just yet.
Okay.
But rest assured, we're going to be making sure that optimization will be done. As a matter of fact, just give me a minute here. Let me just check one thing really quick.
Okay.
All right, I apologize about that. So I just had to check really quick. So what I would suggest is we're going to go ahead and do optimization. It's going to be optimization for you to be back into the rankings, all right, with your keywords as well as the service areas.
Great.
Now, I just have a few information to verify with you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So, first, And these information are actually something that is also going to help with getting into the rankings of Google. But of course, you would have, I mean, it would actually depend on you, whichever you would prefer. So first, would you be okay with having your address shown online?
Sure.
All right. Now, just to set expectations, Steve, with this option or showing your address online, it may trigger Google Business Profile verification. So you may need to do verification again. You may need to record the video again, showing your documents, equipment, and you would be okay with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for confirming. And then for your operating hours, currently it actually shows 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mondays to Saturdays and closed on Sundays. Are you open to having it shown as 24/7?
Not necessarily 24/7
that you do
the
work.
That's the way I used to have it, 24/7.
Okay.
And, okay. And we're open later than 5 o'clock.
All right, got it. So you would be okay with showing it as 24/7?
That's right.
Okay, awesome.
Okay.
All right. Yes, and now for the service areas, although there may be not a need to condense your service areas because it's actually only showing less than 10, but just wanted to confirm, would you be okay with condensing your service areas just in case there's a need to?
What now? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Are you okay if your service areas will be condensed? Say, it will be reviewed, it will be reviewed, making sure that it's within 2 hour distance from your base. And then making sure that it's just between 5 to 10 pounds.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And lastly, I would like to go over your keywords with you just to make sure that we have the right keywords. Should there be any changes, just let me know, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. So the keywords that we have here are Stucco Contractor.
That's number one. Yeah.
Right.
Number two would be Swimming pool plastering contractors.
All right, so we'll be adding swimming pool
plastering contractors.
What we
it's
have,
actually,
by the way,
it's actually it should say swimming pool plastering and tile work.
I would suggest adding it separately, swimming pool tile work.
Okay. All right.
All right,
that's
so
fine.
We'll add swimming pool plastering and swimming pool tile work. And then we also have stucco EIFS, concrete pumping, tile work.
Okay, now the concrete pumping, put that as like number four down the list.
Oh, you don't have to worry,
three,
though.
Mm-hmm. What? Number three, I want to put masonry contractors. Number three.
All right, just a moment.
I want to have masonry contractors ahead of concrete pumping.
All right, now for
and then lastly, I'd like to get shotcrete contractors. Shotcrete contractors.
So to confirm, we'll have, I'm sorry, let me just get that in order. And then masonry. That will be short create contractors.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
So just to confirm, the keywords that you mentioned are stucco contractor, swimming pool plastering, swimming pool tile work, masonry contractor, and shotcrete contractors.
Correct.
All right. So, by the way, it doesn't really matter that much as far as the keywords, but yes, we can definitely have it ordered as that. Once again, that's stucco, swimming pool plastering, swimming pool tile work, masonry contractor, and then shotcrete contractors. Now, do you want me to go ahead and go over the rest of the keywords that we have?
Sure, sure.
Okay. All right, so we also have here stucco EIFS.
Correct.
And then we have here concrete pumping.
Correct.
Tile work.
Yeah.
Pool plastering. Foundation
yeah.
repair.
Concrete
Correct. Works.
Correct.
Stucco repair.
Correct.
Stucco installation.
Correct.
Stucco replacement.
Correct.
Concrete pumping contractor.
Correct.
Pool plaster.
Uh-huh.
Interior plaster repair.
Uh-huh.
Interior plaster installation.
Correct.
Interior wall plastering.
Okay.
Shotcrete contractors.
Correct.
Foundation contractors.
Okay.
Foundation concrete contractors.
Correct.
Pool plastering work and pool tile work.
Correct.
All right, awesome. So I'll go ahead and have our team update the keywords to have it in order as the way you prefer it to be. And then
okay.
we're going to proceed with optimization. Now, in line
okay.
with these information that I verified, Stephen, will be a few more things. So,
okay.
I mean, this is something that I have discussed yesterday. You've sent in
uh-huh.
the photos, which is great. We appreciate you sending the photos. We'll be able to use that for optimization. At the same time, we also highly suggest to start gaining reviews on your Google Business profile.
Okay. I do have 3 reviews on my website. You can pick those off and put those where they need to be. There's one for pool plastering, one for stucco, and one for EIFS repair.
All right. I definitely understand that you have those reviews on the website, but
right.
Google Business Profile does not allow us to manually add those reviews. It should be directly from a client. So it should be directly from one of your customers, leaving you a review directly on Google as well.
Okay. So can I go on my website and retrieve the reviews and then send them to you in order where they go?
No, we cannot just manually put it into the Google Business Profile reviews.
Okay.
What I would highly suggest that you do, Steve, is and in that way it will be more convenient in your end, okay? So what I would suggest for you to do is to log in to the client dashboard.
Right.
Once you log into the – do you have a computer right now maybe? So that I
– I don't have it on. I don't have it on and up right now, no.
Got it. All right. That's fine. But I will send you your client dashboard login information just in case
okay.
you need that. And then – you just go to the client dashboard, log in. After you log in, you find where it says reviews or you find the reviews tab, okay?
Okay.
Now, the reviews tab gives you 3 options on how you can request for reviews. First, It has a link that you can copy. It says ratemy.pro/baso. I can go ahead and send this to you. Actually, I'll send this to you through text. If you prefer to send this or to just copy this and send this to your customers, previous customers, probably. Let me see, go ahead and send it really quick.
Okay.
All right, so I just sent the text message.
Okay, all right.
Which you should be receiving any moment now.
Okay.
So, So that text message has a link. You can just copy that and send it to your customers, maybe new ones or the previous ones that you had. Also, just want to let you know as well that the client dashboard gives you the option to request review from there. So there's a button that says request review that you can click on. Once you click on it, it will ask you for your customer's name, phone number, or an email. So once you type those in, you can hit send, and it will send them the same link that I sent you. By the way, this link, when they click on it, it's going to take them to your Google Business profile, right exactly to where they can leave a review. That way, it will be a lot easier on their end as well to leave a review.
All right.
And should you wish to have a QR code that your customers can just scan after you complete a job for them, you can also do that on the client dashboard.
All right.
I just sent the email with the client dashboard login information. You should receive that any moment now as well. And, but yes, we'll proceed with optimization for ranking.
Okay. All righty. Well, I got somebody at the front door. I got to let you go. Okay.
Okay. Sure. Sure. Let me know if there's anything else that I can assist. Okay.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye now.
What's your kid do? Yep. I'd rather just.